Blog Talk Radio.
That is funky, right? Woo, my goodness, Mr. Al Green. We love our Al Green right there. This is Wardell Posh Jr., and thank you guys so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio today. And Throwback Thursday is just a wonderful time because we get to go back. And I love, I'm already there, right? I'm already hanging out with that old school all the time. It is because the music is just, there's something in the music. There's something very special that's happening in the music, and I love it. And I can't stop enjoying it. It's good. It's good for me, and I hope it's good for you. I hope you guys are well and things are good wherever you are in the universe. Man, oh, man. But, guys, let's just kick back and have a good time and enjoy this good music that's been provided to us by all these great artists and producers and songwriters and record companies and all that good stuff. This is Wardell Potts Jr. My partner Don Fleming is on the road. He's out in Northern California. And so, Don, enjoy yourself, brother. Be blessed and have a great, great time. And I'm so happy for you. And listen, I talked to Fred Alexander from Lakeside, and he sends his love. He's talking about calling in and tomorrow, actually, on the when we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles on Solar Records Radio every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in and have a good time with us. As we want to also send our condolences to one of our co-executives, Astrid. You know, she lost her auntie. So God bless you, sweetheart. May your auntie rest in peace and your family find peace in this this sad occasion. I know it's difficult to lose people that we love. And so we just pray for your family as they go through this time. And we're praying for you as well. So I just want to give a shout out to Greg, my brother Greg. What's happening, Greg? I know you've been busy all day, and I was supposed to call you, but I dropped the ball, man. I was so crazy over here having so many things going on and then dealing with my horses and their situation. The grass is not growing anymore, and so the nutrients are not there for the horses, and I'm getting told by all kind of people, you need to get this, you need to do that, you need. I'm like, good gracious. All I need is more things to do. And so, but my babes come first. So I went and been running around trying to take care of the horses and make sure they're good. And my road dogs, literally, Belle and Chelsea was hanging out with me. So I had to buy them some treats, and it's all good. It's animal world here. Over here is Solar Records Radio, man. We are just crazy, crazy on the farm and having a good time. Do you know I have a 50-foot tower so that I can have internet out here? A 50-foot tower out there, and I had to buy it. I mean, I wish they would have leased it to me, but I know you have to pay in full cash for it right now, and then we'll put it up. Sheesh. And they know I'm desperate. I got to have it. I got to have it. So anyway, so we are good. We're like, it's like a park, and it's a, but it gets kind of lonely. There's no humans out here. It's a bunch of animals, and I'm not an animal at all, but it's a bunch of animals out here, and so it's a little wild. Talking about wild thing, come on. This is wild out here. So guys, let's get going here. Let's throw it back. Solar Records Radio with a solo artist. Midnight Star.
Yeah.
My melody. Guess who's hanging out with me, guys? Mr. Don Fleming's on the line. What's up, Don?
Yeah. Hey, what's happening? I'm in pain, but I'm good.
And you, that's because how many miles did you walk yesterday? Lord.
Man, I had to have walked a total of like 8 miles. Woo! Seriously. I kid you not. This is not exaggerating. I think I walked about 8 miles yesterday. So, wow. But I'm good. I'm in good spirits. So I'm just here hanging out at the hotel for the rest of the day. So I'm trying to recuperate.
Yeah. Well, you go all the way to the West Coast to go and lay down.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Sad. But I gotta make it up for tomorrow because I think I'm gonna go into Oakland tomorrow. So I'm good.
Man, you talking about workout, boy? 8 mile a walk? That's serious, dude. I don't know how you were able to pull that one off, but congratulations to you and my condolences to your legs.
Oh man, and you know what? It's so crazy. It's like, when I get up and walk, I'm fine a little bit. I'm limping a little bit. But when I lay down, it's like this throbbing pain in my leg. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I think I did a little bit too much yesterday. So I had fun, though.
Oh, yeah, that's all good, man. So what's up with these songs, man? These back
you know
in
what?
The day songs.
You just say... You just played Change, You Are My Melody, of course, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. I mean, it's just an amazing song and so long. We got a list of long songs. And I guess I want to ask you, I guess I want to shift the question back to you. What was up with all of those songs in the early 80s that were, you know, 6 to 8 minutes long? I mean, SOS Band, you had The Time. I had The Time's first album. You know, the one with Cool on it. Only had like six songs in that album. But
right.
every song was over 8 minutes.
I know. It's crazy. We used to record that long. And then they would edit it down to the radio version.
Because
the radio version was about 4 minutes and 10 seconds. So
yeah.
we would record that long, and then they just edit it down and just get, you know, like the main parts, the verse and the chorus and the bridges, and then be done with it. And so, but there was always these long breaks, you know, that we would have in our songs and stuff, and, you know, and because we wanted to extend the groove, you know, and
right.
And also, like, you know, you could hear parts in the songs with the breakdown, and it's just the bass and the drums, and it's just driving and funky. But we can't have all that stuff on the single because we would run out of time. So when you look at the album.
You think about it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You think about that. And it's like, you know, I guess that kind of started the whole 12-inch single craze because you bought the single, and on the other side of it, it was like the 12-inch longer version. So radio edits, you have to cut that to 3 to 4 minutes. Cool, by the way, Cool by Morris Day and the Time, that's, you know, the video, the song on the radio is like 3.5 minutes, but it's a 10-minute song on the album.
Right, that's exactly why, you know, exactly what I said, you know, because the radio only is supposed to be a certain length. And, you know, but the DJs, as time went on, you know, they had more say and had more leverage. And then they started playing some of the longer versions.
Right.
And you know, and it made them stand out different than the other DJs so that they continued to do, you know, and also it gave them a song to play underneath. That, you know, they could play those grooves underneath and talk over them and get ready for the next song. So it was just a strategy that worked for everybody. But yeah, we used to record long, and we did used to only have a maximum of 7 to 8 songs on a record, and all of a sudden, you know, times changed and we had these CDs with 20 songs on it. Like, what? 20 songs? What are you talking about? You got to be kidding me. And so that's what we did. And they said that there's more royalties in the song, the albums with more songs, because there's more songs to get more royalties from. But, you know, it's not, you know, it shouldn't always be about the money. Sometimes it needs to be about the quality, It's not how many songs you got.
I was about to say that.
It's how good the songs are. You can be, I'd rather have 8 good songs than 20, you know, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, and I think that, you know, we just, you know, everybody, you know, it's not, I don't want to say that either because I don't want to put anybody
down. It's like you're diluting the, to me, it's you're diluting the brand. You know, when you do that, it's about, you know, quantity over quality. And again, you have the powers that be, again, who have no vested interest in, you know, preserving, you know, that sound, that distinctive sound of that individual. It's all about, you know, quantity, you know, this is why, you know, one of the reasons why a lot of people go into those, you know, let's do a 3-album deal, you know, or a 4-album deal, and they get paid in advance, and they're just they're pumping out all of these albums and songs, because really, you know, they're barring against time, you know, time and money. But and sometimes when you're doing it in a quantitative matter, the quality, you start losing the quality. So,
yep, that's right, and that's something that people need to think about. Because it's really about the quality, just like in any relationship. And this is a relationship. You know, your relationship is between the buyers and yourself. And so
yeah.
if you're not giving them quality time, why should they keep supporting you and buying your stuff?
Mm.
And that's why people, we are where we are today, where people just want to buy a single as opposed to a whole album, because they felt that before. They felt that they got cheated and they were getting those 20 song albums and they weren't that good. And, you know, so
exactly.
They felt like they were wasting their money. So they started just trying to get the singles, and then singles became the thing. And so then all of a sudden we started losing careers. Because we careers
mm-hmm.
are based off of albums, you know. I mean, you tell a story in an album, you know. People get to know you better in an album, a good quality album. And so when you take that away, then you just have singles. And so it's not about
mm-hmm.
you as an artist. It's just about that song. It's just about
yeah.
that song, right?
And that's the sad part. That's
right.
The sad part, because the so-called evolution of music and albums have become so diluted with you know, instant success, instant pop hits, yada, 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 YouTube stars, things like that. Nothing bad about that. I'm not saying that's any, you know, that's a bad thing. But, you know, when you start to lose... You know, you start to lose that integral part of your of who you are, and the music that manifests, you know, into, you know, well, who you are and manifests into the music. You know, when you start losing that for these quantitative purposes, then, you know, again, it becomes, you know, I call it ringtone. You know, it's all about these ringtone artists, you know, ringtone rappers, ringtone, quote unquote, R&B singers. They're trying to get a hit, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
and it's not even like that. But I think there is an exception to the rule, because, in my opinion, you think about somebody like Prince, you know, think with the exception of 1983, Prince had an album out every year in the 80s. Think about that. Now, whether it was this, and I mean, this man's a genius. Don't get me wrong. And you know, you kind of wonder, you know, why he was pumping out all of those albums the way he is, because, you know, there were situations about, you know, his deal and things like that, and that's why he was pumping them out. But, you know, when you talk about quality, to me, every album, you know, every album that he had in the 80s, What quality song. Now, granted, people had issues about, you know, the Around the World in a Day album in 85, or maybe the Love Sexy album in 88. But at the same time, you know, and think about it, this kind of led to the part where he said, look, I'm just going to be a symbol. My name is not Prince anymore. I'm a symbol, and that's when he had the word slave, you know, painted on the side of his face. Because maybe there were some issues, you know, with his label, why he was putting out that much music all them years, you know. But you can't really, again, this is Prince and he's on another level. I'm like, what artist has done that and that's been as talented as Prince to pump out all of those albums without any losing any type of identity or quality of the music? I can't think of one. So even when you have those artists that put out three albums in 5 years, you can't, to me, and again, this is argumentative, who's committed to being consistent with the hits and the quality of the music that you had from that first album or that previous album of that 3 or 4 contract album deal? You can't. It's, to me, it's not there. So I don't know, man. I'm just ranting, but, yeah. But I think, you know, the point is, I guess going back to the point, you know, when you make an album, it has to be worth, to me, it has to be worth something. You can't make an album and be like, okay, I'm done with this. I gotta get the next album out by November, you know. So it's you should have the reasons that you have an album or the intentions that you should have going to the next album should not be for the sake of quantity. So yeah. that's just my humble opinion.
And I appreciate that. That's good. I mean, you know, somebody needed to hear that, as you always say, Mr. Fleming. I just want to say I'm glad we talked about that. And because that is a question that's on a lot of minds and stuff. And so, and I have answered that question several times in different interviews. So I know people are you know, questioning that exactly. So thank you for your insight on that. And speaking of Prince, he definitely was a prince of music here. He had a way with the music, and he was a very unique individual, so talented that it was just, it was coming out of his pores. I mean, he was
The scary part. Here's the scary part, though. He still, according to his sister and some family members or whatever here and there, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis or, you know, anybody who represents Paisley Park, he still has a vault of songs, someone has said around 10,000 songs that hasn't even been released yet. And that's the scary part.
Well, I know he has a lot of songs. I'm not sure if it's that many, but I know that he has songs for days because he would complete them and put them in the vault and keep going and keep going. He was obsessed with music, and he put because he was passionate about it. And so not to, you know, obsessed can sound like a negative, but it's a positive when you have passion. So it wasn't work to him, it was love for him. And he did what made him happy. And so it really, really makes me sad to think that he's gone and that we won't be able to experience him in the natural. You know, anymore. But, you know, it is what it is. God's in control, and it is well with my soul. And so, you know, we just have to keep on moving on and keep on doing our thing. But anyway, it's the holidays. Here we are. This is Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. And I hope you guys all have a great holiday season and love on each other and travel like Mr. Don Fleming. Get out there and enjoy your life and be a blessing to someone and yourself. And so we're going to get back to the music. And Don, you know, you take care of yourself, man. And, you know, because we need you. And I'm not sure. The triple threat today will be one live show and two two recorded shows, pre-recorded shows?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you guys tune in at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for myself, Wardell Potts Jr., and Don Fleming. And then at what time is your show, Don?
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And so tune in for that. And then for our late brother, Mr. Goldie Mack, that's so hard to say, late brother.
I know, man.
The youngest one out of us, right? Gee.
No, I'm the youngest. I'm going to say that. No. No,
you're the baby.
I'm the baby. let's make that clear.
As a
big baby. I was thinking about that, brother. You know, when I came, soon as I got to the Bay, I started thinking about Goldie Mack, man, and how much he's missed, and, you know, thinking about his little girl and all his close family and relatives and whatnot. It's just, you know, it's still hard to believe that he's not here anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and definitely, and to kind of commemorate his legacy, we're going to have one of his archive shows tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Goldie Mack's Cosmic Slap Shack. So tune in for an archive show. Just again, just reminiscing and remembering the legacy of Goldie Mack Moore.
All right, guys. So let's keep this music going on Solar Records Radio with the group that I produce, The Jets. And we'll be back.
Broken heart, boy, swear I'll never part from you. and I'm gonna tell my dad.
Caught in your hurricane,
This music is so good, and I love how it takes us back. And it just feels, it feels the way that makes me feel very romantic. Very, like, in the mood to be close to someone, in the mood to be around someone, or in the mood to be in love with someone. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Look at me, I'm in love. And me, I was lost. Summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love?
Nothing but respect. Stevie Wonder. I was such a young little chat in the basement and looking at the posters on the wall with the black light shining and looking at the pretty girls on the other side of the room and hoping for a dance, hoping to get closer. And, you know, just an awkward time, right? In most of our, you know, when we were teenagers, you're just kind of like, okay, it's time like to check out, you know, to try to get closer to the opposite sex and kind of show, you know, you're cool if you got this or not. And it's awkward because if you fail in front of everyone, it's very obvious. And you don't have that cool that you thought you had before you went. So you hesitate because think you're cool and feel good about yourself and no one's knocking you down. But if you go out there, you put yourself out there and you lose out and you don't get that one, then you are definitely not cool. And so it's like, do I take this chance? Do I stay safe and feel good about myself? Or do I go out there and get that girl who's so fine? Good gracious. And do I take that risk and put myself out there? And it's awkward. And we used the term back in the day, random. But it's also so random to just go across and say, hey, would you like to dance? And then she says, no, not right now. See, it could be anything. It could be that she just don't like this song and she don't feel like she can get her groove on that particular song, or she don't like you. Right? So, you know, we're just out there. We're just putting ourselves out there. It's awkward and everything is random. Ooh, man. I tell you, back in the day in the basements in the city of Philadelphia, I'm so glad I went to California and started my music career. Let's go.
dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything'll be alright.
Goodness gracious. Come on, Prince. You know, we were talking about him earlier in the show, Don Fleming and myself, and it just makes me so sad that, you know, he's gone, man. It was so much, he had so much to offer, so much to give, and so much to share, and he's not there anymore. to do that, at least not here with us, right? But anyway, there you go, man. Let's go crazy. And just so much fun. And, you know, you could hear in his music that he really loved Larry Graham and the way his songs were structured and ended. It was just a sound like Larry Graham. And, man, and Larry Graham was his spiritual mentor. And so maybe that has something to do with it. But anyway, guys, we only got about another 33 minutes left in the show. And I'd like to thank you again for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you. And enjoy, you know, just going down memory lane together with you guys. After, let me see, around 8 p.m. this evening, Don Fleming will be on. And then we will be re-airing Goldie Mac's music every Thursday. So tune in. And for you guys who are fans of Goldie Mac, we will still be able to hear his voice and listen to the music that he enjoys so much. All right. So, and then tomorrow is we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. And so we have a couple of call-ins tomorrow. So come hang out with us and let's just have a good time together on Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you guys and appreciate the opportunity to, you know, to just hang out, right? Hang out together. All right. So I'm going to keep this music going because for me, you know, talking is cool, but the music is better. So let's get back to some good old school Throwback Thursday music on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. Oh, you know what? I want to hear this one that's playing right in the background. Here we go.
meant to love you. Didn't you know it, babe? Didn't you know it? Why couldn't you be content with the love I gave? Oh, yeah. I gave you my heart, but you wanted my mind. Oh, yeah. Your love scared me to death, girl. All is a choking kind, that's all it is. You can kill a man with a bottle of poison or knife. I know you can't better hurt him more to take his pride and run his life. All is a shame, girl. Whatever it is, girl, I surely hope you find. Oh, yeah. I tell you that hat don't fit my head. Oh, it's a choking kind. Oh, yeah. It make me wanna. Me. Oh, yeah. If you don't like the peach, walk on by the tree. That's what you better do, honey. Find what you want, girl. Keep it. Treat it sweet and kind. Oh, yeah. Oh, let it breathe. Oh, make it the choking kind. Tell your love, scared me to death, girl. It's a choking kind, that's all it is. I got to say it again, it's that old war.
I love this old school.
Thank you.
Eric. Oh, my.
Ooh, that's funky. Oh, that's so funky.
That is, I could not fade out on the man solo. The game was just there. Man, you remember Eric back? Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Eric EQ Young here on Solar Records Radio.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? I had to tune in and call in and say Merry Christmas. And, oh, man, that was a jam, man. Oh, yes,
man.
Sir.
I'm telling you, dude, I was just like that. I mean, we used to play that stuff in the basements, man, in Philadelphia. You had those horns. Don't you? I missed horns,
oh,
man. Those guys were,
man,
just, they
horns
would bring
make the
something
band. Up. You know, they,
yeah,
make that sound to me.
That's right. That's right, man. I'm telling you. I mean, from the bands that we're used to, that we grew up with, that, oh. So I was,
oh,
like,
yeah, oh,
I was like, I knew I had Eric on the line. I was like, okay, I
got
to.
Yeah,
I, gotta,
so I got to see Tower of Power. So they had like 5-6 horns sometimes up on stage, man. So that,
oh,
power of those horns, oh my goodness.
Oh man, that's crazy. Woo, man. So how you doing? How you doing, my brother?
Good, man. I've been man. We did, man, about a month and a half of touring with Charlie Wilson, and we've been on a 8-week break right now. We go back out right after Christmas. We got a 3-day weekend, a New Year's Eve weekend. We're in North Carolina, then New Year's Eve for sure in Atlanta, then South Carolina on January 1st. But yeah, we're rolling, man. It's been a fall.
And so you're just kind of like chilling, right? You're just chilling out. You you had a couple of months off, and like these are like the busy months for a lot of artists, and you know, the holiday season and stuff, and you guys are just chilling.
Yeah, we wanted to take the break because, man, our schedule is off the chain. Once we get started, man, it's nonstop. So yeah, we're taking advantage of these the holiday months, just so everybody could be with their family. Charlie wanted people to be with their family. So, you know, we went out and worked 7-8 weeks straight. And I just hang out and we'll go back to work soon.
That is so cool. I'm glad that Charlie Wilson is like that, that he kind of, like, he family first. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. And, you know, but his, I didn't realize how big the band is that you guys have. How many people?
Man, it is a big, you know what, it's because the dancers make
big
it look
production.
Big, you know, there's five dancers, a typical rhythm section, but we did add another guitar player, so we got 2 guitar players, 2 bass players, 2 keyboards.
Wow.
Man, we got, you know, stage crew, light crew, management, security, and all those people too, man. So it's a big unit. You're right. It's a big entourage. When we walk in, people say, wow, who is this army?
And you know, I mean, that's kind of like the Michael Jackson thing, because when they were telling me, the management that was wanting to get you guys to do something, and when they realized, like, whoa, this is way above our pay grade. We can't, our budget is not going to be, we got to work, you know. I said, well, it's cool to have that goal to get those guys, you know. At least you're pushing towards the, yeah, but they want you guys, you know, Charlie Wilson come over there and do his thing. And I was like, is it that serious? So, first of all, real quickly, I want to just introduce you to my partner, Don Fleming. Don, Eric EQ Young here.
Hey, how are you?
Don's hanging out in your state, man. He's over there in California right now on vacation.
Oh, really? Cool.
Laying in the bed. He walked 8 miles yesterday, so he's exhausted. I said, get a rental car. He's walking all over. He's walking all over California. My boy friend is laying down now trying to recover. You got to have a car in Cali, man. You can't even go to the grocery store without a car. You got to have a car. But anyway, so you guys, your productions situation, man, is just so huge. And I know you said, you know, Wardell, this is something that I enjoy. You've been with Confunction for 25 years and you wanted to do something else, right? Was it 25 years or I don't know how many years?
28
years. And so you just wanted to do something different.
Something different. And Charlie just called me June 1st. You know, I said, hey, man, come on, get on this party train. I said, what? Are you serious? So he dropped a bomb on me early June 1st, man. I'll never forget it, man. Yeah.
And it's just
said,
like
I
that.
I wanted to ask you to play 20 years ago. I said, really? Wow. It's just an honor to be wanted, you know, by someone
right.
like himself. I met Charlie over 35 years ago, man, when I was with Quincy Jones' label. I had a band called Radiance. That's when I first met Charlie. Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. That's
just
cool.
Unreal. Awesome to be working with him, man. He's a workaholic, too, man.
Really?
He loves rehearsing. He loves to rehearse.
Oh, wow. That's great because that just shows how much, how passionate is he is about, you know, what he does on stage. That's great.
It's well worth his cost, man. He's well worth it, man. He puts on an awesome show. I've seen his show many times, but now I'm on the inside, and they said, man, you know, you brought a lot of energy to the band. I said, really? I said, man, I'm the oldest band member now.
I've seen you many times on the stage, man, and you do. You hold your own. You have, like, your own space. And that's awesome because you created that. You created that, and so I got hats off to you, man, because you are a self-taught musician. I remember our interview,
yeah.
Right? You taught yourself how to play that bass, and and you blessed your whole environment. People want to be around you. People want to be close to you. They want to jam with you because you created something, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. And so, Don, you have a question before I go? Because I keep going, and we only got about 7 minutes left.
I'm just enjoying it. We were talking earlier about, the longevity as far as, you know, the albums and making certain, being in time constraints as far as going through the whole quality versus quantity thing. I guess my question was how do you guys kind of like just reconcile, like, the music that you put out? How do you reconcile with people that say you have to make more music, you have to make more albums to, I guess, to compromise as far as your contract obligations and things like that? Does that ever occur to you throughout your career?
Well, I was a fan of the old school groups, like Kafunction. I was in like 10th grade watching Kafunction. So, years later, to come in my adult years and be able to play with people I admired in high school, I can't really vouch for any contract thing. I mean,
Understood,
I was just blessed to love this era type of music, to where I work with over 15 different R&B artists, and now to end up with the man on top now. Yeah, like, I'm self-taught, and I just grew up around that music, you know, the Sly Stone being Larry Graham's understudy. I put his latest band together before he toured, so he didn't have to be there. He just watched us on Skype, you know. He said, man, you play too much like me. I'm going to take you on Maury Povich. So it's like I grew up on that stuff. So it's like every gig I went after, I said, I'm going to get this gig because I knew the music, you know. I just come in and play the part. Don't try to just show your chops, man. That's how I get my gigs. I play the part, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, so what we were talking about earlier, just to chop it up, because you obviously weren't there, but we were talking, like, when we went in the studio to do old school music, even before I was recording professionally, you know, you listen to the stuff like Kool & the Gang, Earth, Wind & Fire, Mandrill, all those bands you just finished hearing, Mandrill, those records used to be, the songs used to be, you know, 7, 8, 9 minutes long. I mean, and so you get an album and it's only seven songs on the album, maybe eight songs on the album just to, you know, and now, and then all of a sudden, as time went on, they just started having like 20 songs on the CD.
It makes sense. Those are 2 or 3 albums to me.
Exactly.
Cut them up. Why are you going to put out 25 songs and you might have one hit on it, but man, cut it up, you know?
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about, how the people were compromising quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Like, why are you putting so many? Can you just give us 7, 8 really good songs? that we can
right.
enjoy. And we
let
I
us
think
want
we,
more. Instead of
yeah,
giving
exactly.
us a whole pop.
Yeah. And what happens is that you're trying to get a whole bunch of songs, and you, that means you're not putting enough attention on the ones that you have. You know, because nobody's getting fair. That's like having too many kids. You can't give
really?
Enough quality to the kids. To one child,
right.
you know. You're all over the place. And so,
that's right.
But anyway, I was just what we're talking about, man. So
yeah, I wish I could
what,
speak on that because I wasn't part of that, you know, the writers.
Well, you were part
you know,
of it,
I
just
the,
like you're part of it, just like Don. Don's younger than you. And it's but what we're talking about is just from a listening point. You understand
mm-hmm.
that the quality of the records back in the day, they were the
yeah.
quality of the music was, you know, like this. For instance, the song you hear in the background, "I Want Your Love" by Chic. That thing was long. That's all. If you listen
yeah.
to the album version, the album version.
Disco song, yeah,
right. You know, and so, but you know, but the, you know, but what happened is 20, 30 years later, you know, they're putting like 12 songs.
You know what?
On one side.
I think it just showcased to me when you don't, you have those long songs. I know we press for time. You know, those long songs, I think it showcased the musicianship that, you know, you had the little break with the bass player or strings and things like that, because you don't have that now, because every now going into the bridge, someone does a rap part or whatever. Those things are being, those elements are missing. And, you know, I think that's just beautiful.
I have a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
Man, what happened to the live scene? What music ended being the bands in the clubs instead of the DJs? And
right,
my
right.
thought is the Bee Gees, when they came out with all that night fever, man, that put bands out of work, I think.
Well, you know, that's really ironic you say that, because I know that this is unbelievable that DJs are now having these giant, huge concerts, and it's just them and the audience. And they're playing
your music.
They're playing
right.
our music. They're like, how could you, what do you let the DJ replace the actual bands? Are you kidding me?
All right. Like, you know, I don't knock them. You know, the D-Nices, the DJ Cassidy, they found a niche,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they're doing their thing.
I mean, where are they going to get the music from?
Exactly, from the musicians. So,
come
anyway,
on.
Exactly. Well, anyway, man, you know, we are out of time.
I love
time,
y'all, man.
Love you too, man, and appreciate you. You know, thanks.
It's definitely good meeting you.
Drop it in.
You too, sir.
Drop it in on Throwback Thursday. We appreciate that, man. Be blessed and enjoy your holidays with your family. Be safe.
Thank you.
And God bless you, man. You know you're always welcome. Come here anytime. You want to just talk
yeah,
it up.
You too, man.
Gotta
I love
get
y'all,
back
man.
On,
John,
man.
Nice to meet you, man. Merry Christmas,
nice
everybody.
To you.
Take care.
And let's chop it up when you get a chance. All right, everybody. God bless.
Yes,
good
sir.
Night. And thank you guys for everything. And I'm going to play a little Charlie Wilson as we out. I'm out, Don. We'll see you later, brother.
All right.
God bless you.
Good night.
All right, man. God bless. Yes, sir. All right. Good night, everybody.
Butterflies is what I feel inside. And every time it's like my first time away, and I can never find the words to say. You're the perfect girl, you were made for me. It's so easy to love you, baby. We're compatible, credible, and natural we are. And girl, I never felt this way before. From the bottom, baby girl, I just wanna tell you that you are the reason I love, the reason I trust. God sent me an angel. You are the best in the world, a wonderful girl. Knowing you by my side brings tears to my eyes, baby. From the moment
I looked into your eyes, and I knew you